Tiger Woods. Well, the mugshot's certainly not flattering. You've probably seen it by now, folks. And this is a fall from grace. And I say that because he was. I mean, he's on top of the world. There has never been a golfer, and I can say the word never, and I don't use that term loosely. There has never been a guy, that has dominated golf like Tiger Woods did against the competition he did. He was the greatest golfer for at least a decade. It wasn't one of those he was great for 1 year and just fell off the face of the earth. He didn't. And quite honestly, there are two things that has squashed Tiger Woods' career. And by the way, if he never picks up a golf club ever again, he will be, I think, the second greatest golfer to ever play. And some people could argue, and this is interesting because I don't hear an argument about Tiger versus Jack Nicklaus. Why not?
I saw it the other day on Twitter, actually.
There should be, because I could argue that Tiger Woods had much tougher competition, had a bigger field to go against. He had to do it with new technology, which he benefited from using, but so did many other players. And he dominated. He didn't just win. He won by 15 strokes 1 year in the U.S. Open. I mean, Nicklaus didn't do those types of things in majors, win by 15 strokes, I don't believe. And so Tiger has 14 majors, and certainly he's done nothing the last 4 years. We understand that. Or hasn't won a major, I think, what, 6, 7, 8 years? It's been a while.
Yeah.
But you take the whole totality of his career and put it up against Jack's, you could easily argue that he's the greatest golfer of all time, Tiger Woods. Now, people, of course, from the era of Jack Nicklaus will say, no. And you might be right. Or maybe other people would say there's another golfer that's greater than both of them. But if we're just putting the number on Jack's majors, just like LeBron supporters say, don't put it just on Jordan's championships. You got to put the whole thing together. Well, the same thing applies in golf. And you could easily make the argument, if Tiger Woods never hits a golf ball ever again, that he was the greatest player that ever played the game. And I will say this. I don't know if I will go that far, but I certainly would have the discussion, and I could probably debate it one way or the other on either side. But I will say this. Tiger Woods changed the game of golf.
Oh, there's no question.
He was the Michael. Sure. Tiger Woods was the Michael Jordan of golf.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question. He's the face all over the world and getting paid $10 million just to show up at a tournament to hit a golf ball. Tiger Woods, there'll never be another Tiger Woods like it. And to me, this is what's sad about this story, is that there are a lot of people really enjoying this fall from grace, and maybe it's because, and yes, Tiger brought it on himself. Let's be honest. Tiger Woods had all the money in the world.
He was not the most humble guy in the world.
He wasn't the most humble guy. He was a confident guy, though. I mean, you know, I think there's a fine line between confident cockiness and being a total jerk. And I think Tiger was along all those lines.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But different people, he probably rubbed the wrong way. But it worked in regards to winning. He was the best.
Oh, yeah, you can't debate that.
And he could back it up. Yeah. That's the thing. It's one thing to talk trash, but if you can back it up, which Tiger could. But ever since the whole incident with his wife and the golf club and everything else, and then finding out that he had all kinds of affairs and was with many, many, many women, once that broke, once that news got out there, he's never been the same player, all right? He's won some tournaments since then, but he's never been the same player. But that's not the only reason why Tiger Woods has fallen from grace, all right? The other reason that Tiger Woods has fallen from grace is that his body broke down.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. Tiger Woods hit the ball as hard or harder than most people in his prime. Tremendous things he could do with a club in his hands and hit the golf ball in ways that nobody's ever done before. He revolutionized the game of golf. He made the ratings with Tiger involved is just night and day compared to when he's not involved. Like, if you'd be in a tournament tomorrow, the ratings will go up, even still when he's not very good. Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods. When you say Tiger, you think, you don't think of the animal Tiger anymore. You think Tiger Woods almost always, especially in the sporting world. Mm-hmm. That's how big he was. He was bigger than the sport. He was across all aspects, he is in Hollywood for things. He's a star. He's not just a golfer. Mm-hmm. He was a celebrity and a superstar across the entire, not just this country, across the entire world. And he still is considered that by some. Mm-hmm. And he's still not that old. I think he's 42 now. But his body broke down, all right? His knee, he played with torn ACL, for crying out loud, and finished winning a playoff against Bob May in a major with a ripped-up knee.
Mm-hmm.
And probably would have been wise not to have done that. But he won a major.
In retrospect.
And he's had multiple knee surgeries. He's had, I think, now his fourth back surgery. And let me tell you something. You know, you guys know, I've thrown my back out as recently a week ago. And it's debilitating. I mean, you can't do things. When your back is messed up, you have a hard time tying your shoes. You have a hard time going to the bathroom and doing what you need to do after number two. I'm going to tell you. I don't want to be too vivid, but this is true.
I wasn't too vivid.
But I want to paint a picture for people to understand how painful it can be.
Sure.
And I'm just a guy with lower back pain. I don't have, as far as I know, a disc bulging out of my back or everything messed up from all the wear and tear of the Tiger. And yes, there's wear and tear both on the course and off the course with the way he lived his life. Okay. And yes, Tiger brought that on himself.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, all right? Let's just be totally honest here. And it's easy to say you wouldn't do it because you've never been in the situation. But if you had all the money in the world that Tiger Woods had, and you had access to anything you wanted, and I mean anything you wanted.
Literally.
Any woman you basically wanted, or they were calling you and chasing you, or you wanted to chase a certain woman, and you were married, and I'm not condoning what he's doing or did, okay? I want to make this crystal clear. But to act like Tiger Woods was the first womanizer on earth is ridiculous. And to say that he's the only guy ever cheated on his wife is ridiculous. And by the way, he did not go to jail for that. That's not a crime, okay? It's a violation of your marriage, obviously. But it's not, you don't get thrown in jail for that. He didn't commit a crime. He did what a lot of guys, and this doesn't make it right, he did what a lot of guys would have done. And if you sit there, some people out there, oh, I would have never done that. Imagine yourself with access to anything you wanted. Money's not an object. And oh yeah, you have all these people you can pay to keep it quiet for years. Mm-hmm. So you think you'll never get caught. Now tell me that you know for sure you'd never do it. Now maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you wouldn't. But technically, none of us know that for sure. Dusty can't say that he wouldn't do that. I can't say that I wouldn't do that. Chad can't say he wouldn't do that. It's easy for us to say that. We've never been in his position, so we might have. Now, that's not to make excuses for Tiger. That's not to condone what he did, okay? He made major mistakes, and he thought he was untouchable. He was built up because of the way he played the game, but also by the media and us as society feeds that, by the way, to where we built him up to be, and I did call him, a golf god, all right, with a small g. He is the god of golf. He really was. It was always Tiger all the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. It was always about, even when Tiger was struggling for a while, after he was awesome. Mm-hmm. Tiger gonna make the cut. TV really needs Tiger. They need Tiger. Where's Tiger? They showed Tiger when he's 10 strokes behind the leader. And he's like one of the early guys to tee off. They still show highlights of Tiger. They've done that recently when he's been in a tournament. Mm-hmm. Because it's still, everybody wants to know how Tiger's doing. Whether you hate Tiger, whether you despise Tiger, whether you love Tiger, everybody out there that knows anything about Tiger Woods, for the most part, wants to know, how's he doing? And there are a lot of people that love what happened to him the other night. If you don't know, he got a DUI. But no, he did not have alcohol. It's been proven. They've come out. They're going to have the dash cam video, which should be great theater for everybody. That's going to come out, which I think is a joke. And Tiger Woods had a mixture of four different medications. And let me repeat, he's had four back surgeries, multiple knee surgeries. I would almost guarantee you that Tiger Woods has had about every painkiller imaginable.
I have no idea, but very, very possible, yeah.
Well, he had two in his system when he got a DUI. Mm-hmm. Vicodin was one of them, which is one of the most addictive painkillers on the market. There have been stories about high school athletes taking painkillers to get back on the field and then eventually get addicted to these. And there are drugs, by the way. They are drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And they get prescribed by the doctor, and then they get addicted to them. And the next thing you know, they're stealing to get money to buy that, or they're forging or getting doctors alive for them so they can get more of Vicodin or whatever it might be. And there have been many documented cases. Sports Illustrated did a whole feature story on the front page of a cover of their magazine a year or two ago that talked about the various stories of people, young kids, men and women, not just boys, okay? We're talking girls, too. Athletes trying to get back on the field, even when they're hurt, taking painkillers, getting addicted to them, and then eventually getting depressed and killing themselves. So before you jump all over Tiger Woods and you enjoy the fall from grace, and even though you might be like Dusty, he might have been cocky and arrogant, and he was maybe a jerk, and he wasn't nice to people, which could be all very true. And maybe that allows you to say, hey, I don't care what happens to Tiger. He gets what he deserves, which might be fair. It might be fair.
Let me point out, that's not my thinking on that. That's just...
I'm just saying general.
That was just a general idea of Tiger Woods as a player.
Right.
That had nothing to do with this
part
of
There's
it.
Some players that didn't like playing with him.
I don't.
He didn't talk
I'm not enjoying Tiger's fall from grace at
right,
all.
Right, right. But there are many people that are.
Yeah, there are.
And so what you have here is Tiger helped tear himself down. He obviously helped build himself up, and then the media and the society took him there. Because of his success, we built him up, and golf had never seen anybody like him. And honestly, the golf wasn't very popular at the time he came on the scene. Golf was struggling rating-wise. So he's made made billions of dollars for golf.
Oh, without question.
He's made millions of dollars for himself, if not billions. And he's an icon and will be for a long time for the history of golf, even if he never plays again and if he doesn't even live very much longer. And then what happens? When Tiger Woods dies, which hopefully it's not for many, many years, but if Tiger Woods ends up dying soon because of something he did or he's depressed and something crazy happens, the whole narrative of this story will change.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as somebody dies, well, you can't say bad things about him. Wait a minute. You just did the day before. You said all these bad things about Tiger, and now you're going to say, I'm being one of those people ahead of the curve here, and maybe you don't agree with me, and that's fine. People don't have to agree with me. But what I'm saying is, I have some sympathy for Tiger Woods, not because he's Tiger Woods, but because he's a person addicted, I believe, to painkillers. I believe he's a guy that's in pain both mentally and physically. And yes, once again, he brought this on himself and thought he was untouchable and broke up his marriage and messed up royally. There's no question. He also knows he messed up. And he's also constantly reminded, I'm sure, that he messed up. And now he messed up taking up medication, found asleep at the wheel of a car, and it was damaged, and there were flat tires, and he didn't know where he was or where he was going. He was totally under the influence of these painkillers and drugs he's taking to probably either, one, alleviate back pain, knee pain, or he's addicted and simply needs to keep taking them. And he's hit a low point in his life. He's obviously not in a happy state. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy needs help. And to me, I think it's sad when we all jump all over somebody, and I said it yesterday, forgetting that the person's human, and we see this big-time fall from grace from entertainers and celebrities and politicians and athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was our brother, we would have sympathy for him. If that was our dad, we'd have sympathy for him. If that was our sister, if it was a good friend of ours, if he was our neighbor and we liked him, we'd have the sympathy for Tiger. But none of us know who the heck he is because we've never met him. We only know what the media tells us and what we see on TV and cuts of his interviews. We don't see everything he says in interviews. Sometimes his things can be taken out of context. Sometimes they're not. But at the end of the day, let's forget that he's a golfer for just a moment. Can we please just for a moment, God forbid, think outside the box and think for just a moment about Eldrick Woods, Eldrick Tiger Woods. Let's not think of him as a golfer because he's not a golfer right now. He's not golfing. He may never golf again. He might not even know it, but he's already retired from golfing. Now consider all the things. He's golfed since he was 2, I think it was. Golf has been his entire life. He was a golf prodigy. He's had, you know, probably had some things handed to him over the years, and everything came easy even for him. He still worked at it hard. He was in great physical shape, and all of a sudden what happened? Father Time caught up. His back went out. His knees gave way. He screwed up off the course and ruined his marriage and messed up his family, which is all on him. And now he's fallen so far that he apparently, once again, I don't know this for sure, he has an issue with medications, all the medications taken, and may be addicted to painkillers. Forget Tiger Woods as a golfer for just a moment. And can you just for a moment say, what if that were somebody I knew personally?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think differently? Wouldn't you say, instead of enjoying his fall from grace, I look at it this way. I think it's an extremely, extremely sad story. I was not a huge Tiger Woods fan in regards to I didn't cheer for Tiger to win every tournament, but I love watching him play. Mm-hmm. I loved watching him play. Same thing I love watching LeBron play. I might not cheer from the win every game, but I love watching him play. I am watching a guy that might be the greatest basketball player in the history of the game. That's what I felt when I was watching Tiger Woods play. I'm like, my grandkids will never know how good Tiger Woods is because they'll never see him play. I'm getting to watch history here. There might not ever be a golfer that does what Tiger Woods did over that 10-year run ever again. May never come close to what he did. And to me, it's sad. It's sad to see, and I'm not saying he was my hero, but for some people he was. It's sad to see your hero, your role models, whether it was Tiger Woods, George Brett, whether it's your dad or your mom, start to have issues. You start to break down physically. You start to have some mental problems. And that's what Tiger has. He has physical issues. He has mental issues, obviously, which could be induced, obviously, by the medications. Tiger Woods doesn't need us to pile on top of him. The ESPNs of the world and everybody else, we don't need to put his mugshot all over the place. But we will, because that gets ratings, because we don't care about Tiger Woods. But if Tiger Woods dies...
They didn't care about Tiger Woods when he was
winning. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. They did.
None of them did.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Nobody's ever cared about any athlete. Even when they're good.
Not the main media, those people. No, you're right. But then, if Tiger dies tomorrow, ESPN will be full about, there'll be eulogies, and they'll be talking about how I remember when I first met Tiger, and, you know, and da-da-da-da-da. It'll all change. But yet, you're the ones that helped put him in this spot. Okay? That's right. You were the ones that helped put him in the spot. Tiger brought on a lot of what he did. But he also didn't ask for everything that he got. That's true of any high-profile entertainer. And so this gets heaped on you. And then how do you deal with it? And Tiger didn't deal with it in the best way. And he's paying the price. I look at him as an individual and a human being. And today, him and many people across America are addicted to painkillers and drugs. People that were good people, they got hooked on the wrong thing. Either accidentally because they had surgeries and are given the wrong thing by a doctor or something that is addictive, or maybe on their own accord they were just so low that they had to try something and they experimented with some type of drug and now they're hooked and they can't get off of it. We have millions of people in this country that are addicted to drugs. There are people addicted to alcohol, which, by the way, is a drug. There are people addicted to painkillers. There are people addicted to a lot of different things that can kill you, or eventually, in this case, what would have happened if Tiger would have killed somebody driving in this state? Could kill other people. This is a time not to focus so much on, ha, 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 Tiger has fallen from grace. It's more to focus on an issue that we have in society. And in my opinion, that is mental health and addiction. And I think the two go hand in hand here, don't you?
It would appear, yes.
So instead of keep going, well, ha, 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 Tiger messed up and he got everything he deserved, I would argue that my enemy doesn't deserve this. And if you think for a moment, ladies and gentlemen, that will never happen to me, you're so naive. If it can happen to all of these, Chris Cornell recently committed suicide, lead singer of Soundgarden, fantastic musician that had children, and he was just did a concert, everybody loving him to death, hugging on him, blowing kisses, giving him high fives at his last performance. 52 years young. Had everything going for him. At least it appeared on the surface, didn't it?
Yeah.
Gone. And then we sit back here. Oh, I just can't imagine getting to that point with all that money and all that fame and anything that I want. I just can't. Come on. They're just stupid.
Yeah.
See, sometimes what we get fed...
It's a very obtuse way of looking at it.
Yes, it is, but people do think that way. What we get fed is not the complete life of that person. We're getting snippets
of
these people. We get the highlights and the lowlights.
And the lowlights when those things happen.
We don't get the middle
ground. Yeah, no, there's nothing in between.
There's no context.
No.
Basically.
No, and we take a lot of things out of context because of what? Ratings or whatever it might be. So what I'm saying today is use the Tiger Woods story, not about pointing fingers or yelling and getting an argument with your buddy about Tiger was a great golfer. No, he isn't, and he's not because he's not a great person, and this is, see, I proved it. He's not a good person. Look what he continues to do off the course. Instead, I would encourage you and motivate people out there to look at this as a great prime example of somebody that has gone from the highest of highs, maybe of all time when it comes to sports, to perhaps, he's not the lowest of lows because we know what that would be, but he may be close. Mm-hmm. And I hope, and I've never met Tiger Woods, and he, maybe if I met him, he would have been the biggest jerk to me, and maybe I would think differently. But I hope for his sake and for his kid's sake that he gets the help he needs. And it sounds to me like he needs help. Because I would like to hear from Tiger when he's 65 talking about stories when he played instead of hearing from his kids about my father was a good person, died at the age of 42.
What was it like when dad was still alive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
This still is life and death, believe it or not. And so many of us lose sight of it because we think he was a robot. 10:12 is our time, 59 degrees. So am I condoning? Are we any of us condoning the things he's done? No. But are we all perfect? No. Do we all have our flaws? Oh, my gosh, yes. We all have our flaws. Some worse than others, according to the way you look at it. And Tiger Woods, it's almost like he's a serial killer. He's got his mugshot all over the place.
Yeah, I mean.
For being in jail for 4 hours, and he didn't, it was not alcohol. It was painkillers. So I guess all I'm saying is think a little deeper. Challenge yourself to think outside the box a little bit with Tiger. I'm not saying to have pity on him. I'm not saying to have a pity party or cry for him tonight. But you might put the guy in your prayers, as along with everybody else that's going through things like he's going through. Whether they're rich or not, you can still have many problems, whether no matter how much money you have. Money, as we've heard before, doesn't always buy happiness. 10:13 is our time, 59 degrees. I think this story proves it.